89.1 WEMU is proud to partner with Concentrate Media on a weekly project. It's called On the Ground Ipsy. So the basic idea is Ypsilanti doesn't have enough positive press coverage. And this isn't rah-rah sensationalism with celebrate only good things. This is talking about issues in Ypsilanti, but issues that have people working on solutions and some of the great people and places and things that are really helping to pick Ypsilanti up and make it just a great place to live and a great community. We embedded a reporter. Well, we didn't. Brianna, why don't you tell me about it before I stop stumbling all over my words. Brianna Kelly is here this morning again. Give us an update on the project. Give me a little introduction as if we're meeting you just for the first time.
On the Ground Ipsy is a product of Issue Media Group's Concentrate website, which covers Washtenaw County, but we wanted to have a specific focus just on Ypsilanti. So I'm embedded in the community, working and living here and connecting with different residents and community leaders and trying to, you know, identify the stories that people really want to see told.
And talking about people really want to see told, so you've got a community angle to this. You've got the community newsroom going on today. That's at Hope Clinic, right?
Yes.
Is that 10 o'clock today or is that an afternoon one?
It is an evening one from 4 to 7 p.m.
So 4 to 7 at Hope Clinic. They can find you on Facebook, facebook.com. It's Concentrate A2 or A2 Concentrate?
Concentrate A2.
Hey, I'll remember it one of these times.
Yes.
Okay. And then you've got a live Facebook interview planned for the newsroom this afternoon?
Yes, we're going to interview Jillian Gainsley of the library.
Cool. So, okay, so there's ways to get involved. Also, they can contact you if anybody has story ideas. They don't have to do it in person. They can shoot you an email. They can reach out through Facebook. This is really about getting the community involved in this level of coverage, right?
Right. This week, I am covering all of the exciting developments that are happening on North and South Washington Street in downtown Ipsy. So we've got about 6 or 7 new businesses opening up in the next, you know, few weeks to 12 months. There's about, people have different time frames for opening. There's a lot of buildings down there that need extensive renovation. So,
and I know the DDA designated North Washington especially as a place, that a great opportunity for growth for downtown Ypsilanti.
Right.
And you've brought along some people that are doing something right there.
Yes, I've got Melinda Ann O'Neill and Brad Engel. They are with 17 North, which is a new club, bar, restaurant that is opening at 17 North Washington Street.
What a creative name. And that's, so people might not know, that's the old Club Divine.
Yes.
All right, so Brad, let's start with you. Why 17 North? What was attractive to you about this piece of property?
It's in such a perfect spot, first of all. It's in the heart of Ypsilanti, in the middle of everything. And the fact that it was a successful business before, and that it's not, no one's doing anything with it.
And just to let people know, and we talked a little bit about this off the air, but your family's from Ypsilanti. You were from, you born and raised in Ypsilanti,
yep.
You went to Ipsy High, so you've got some Ipsy pride going there as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
All right, so you wanted to do something for the people of Ypsilanti to gather at. I'm going to call her mom because she is your mother. Well, we're going to disclose that in advance.
I love it.
But as the non-silent partner in this discussion right this moment and in the business as well, but what was your vision for this property?
And it was really Brad's vision. He, you know, brought this to us and said he wanted to open a club, and that was really the goal, was a bar, club, music venue. The restaurant came after. When he found the space, we also looked at the Edge in downtown Ypsilanti. I don't know if you guys remember the Edge from a million years ago. But the space was huge. It was about 7,000 square feet, and we thought, gosh, this would be perfect. So the initial vision was a club or bar, and we really wanted to capitalize on being so close to Eastern, within walking distance from campus, and utilize that crowd. And then we're from Ypsilanti, so, you know, everything we've known in life. We live in Belleville now, but, you know, our family is still here.
Right, and you were a Willow Run kid.
Yeah, I went to Willow Run, went to Eastern. Bradley went to Eastern with the Early College Alliance for about a year, and transferred back to Ypsilanti High School. So we've been ingrained within the community. I reached out to a few people I still talk to often here at Eastern, Decky Alexander with Engage at AMU, mm-hmm. and she had some ideas. So, you know, the goal was, and the vision was, let's figure out how to make this an awesome place, an affordable place, a huge venue where people can go and hang out, and you know, families can walk down the street, and we'll have sidewalk traffic again, and we can do the outdoor seating, and then at night have an amazing club, because currently there really isn't one in the city of Ypsilanti.
And Brad, let's talk about that vision a little bit. I know you started with the idea of you wanted a club featuring a lot of live music. How did it kind of evolve from there?
Well, you know, I got a lot of friends in, like, the live music thing for Ipsy, and it's a huge movement going on right now, not a lot of people know about. And, you know, to see venues and stuff like that close to where they won't be able to do it. They don't have the opportunity to do it or the space available. It kind of just, you know, it's a little iffy just because it's hard to see something like that. People to put so much work into go out and not be able to do it.
So this is more than just a gathering place for the community. It's also a place to keep live music alive.
Absolutely.
Which, as you're saying, I agree with it, is kind of falling by the wayside in a lot of places. It's not a huge money bringer. It really isn't to do a small performance space. But I know that in the interest of pursuing the liquor license and stuff, it kind of, the idea expanded from being just a club to you're going to be doing a full-blown restaurant now.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Just because, you know, getting further and further into the process of opening up, a lot of, you know, things have come about, and one of them was to become a restaurant.
Now, Brianna, I'm hearing a thread here, and that is love for Ipsy, trying to fill a hole or a need in Ypsilanti. Yes, they're going to be business owners. Yes, they're going to hopefully making a profit so they can keep doing business in downtown Ypsilanti. But you've talked to a lot of people opening businesses. Was that a kind of a commonality? These are Ipsy-focused people trying to do something right by Ypsilanti?
Yeah, absolutely. People either live in Ipsy or have some kind of Ipsy tie, and they want to, you know, bring their unique business to the community and help bolster downtown.
So, what are some of those other businesses or owners or potential business owners that you've talked to?
Well, the one that's opening up actually this week, I think, as they're supposed to have a soft opening this week, is Paint and Pour.
Okay.
And that's right across from the Old Elbow Room. And then speaking of the Old Elbow Room is where Dolores, a Mexican restaurant, is about to open up and next month. You know, you guys are a club, bar, restaurant, 17 North, and then we've got the Mexican restaurant that's opening up too, but they also want to add an entertainment aspect to that. So I think it's really cool that people who are opening up these restaurant bar spaces really want to add that additional entertainment element with live music and comedy.
Right, and you talked about foot traffic, you talked about a vibrancy. I mean, is that part of the goal there, that we want people out and about in Ypsilanti more and more often, and not just even going to your business, but creating a whole dynamic among the different places that are developing and hoping to draw in people cohabitively?
I think that, you know, just being on the foundational level of building just 17 North alone, but downtown Ypsilanti is so exciting for us just because there is so much activity going on. We work very closely with the DDA. You know, Joe and Beth over there have been amazing to us and really walking us through this, because we've never done this before. I had restaurants growing up, but we've never done anything like this. They've been wonderful, but just to hear how excited they are and how excited the city is, and, you know, just to have that support is amazing.
And how long, Brett, has Club Divine been sitting empty?
I think roughly around 8 years.
Mm-hmm. And you, we were kind of talking about it. You walked in, and it's almost as if they just got up one day and left. I mean, there was, everything was still sitting there.
Yep, all the booths, all the pool tables, everything was there.
Including computers and point-of-sale registers and things like that. It was interesting. So you're not looking at as big of a project as you thought you might have had, but still a lot of work to be done. Do you have a target date in mind for when you'd like to start opening and start serving customers?
I would have to say roughly the end of November.
Okay. And about, do you have an idea about, I see some cringing going on over there.
I think realistic, I mean, roughly the end of November would be wonderful. We're going through sort of, you know, the health plan review with the Department of Health, and there are steps we have to take before we can open it. We can't start construction before the health plan review is set. Thankfully, it's a lot of renovation and less construction, but there are so many steps. So we're hoping for early December.
Listen to your mom.
I know.
She knows what
I'm
she's
old.
Talking about.
That's what's in my story, too, so we'll go with December.
We'll go December. We can have a soft opening. We won't have a liquor license yet, though.
All right. And you've talked about some of the things, your opportunities you're trying to pursue within the restaurant itself. Do you have an idea about how many jobs you're going to create? I mean, do you kind of look at things on that scope?
Yeah, and I'll answer this one just because I created the business plan for it and had to present it to the DDA. We're thinking about 20 full-time jobs. It's a huge venue, and we'll have, you know, so many. We have the executive chef, and we have the restaurant manager, and we have several bartenders. So about 20 full-time jobs. We're offering, you know, rides to and from work for those in Ypsilanti, because we're hoping to hire most people out of Ypsilanti. Anybody who needs childcare, we're going to help them with paying for childcare. So we really wanted it to be, let us help you, you know, let us be a family. We just don't want to be like a business owner who hires you. We want you to want to come to work, so.
And that philosophy right there, Brandy, I'm assuming you're hearing that a lot from these other business owners as well.
Definitely.
Community Newsroom today
is
Hope Clinic 4-7. Okay. Yep. We could find you online at Concentrate Media and then at Facebook.com/ConcentrateA2.
Yep.
And then, of course, you can find the stories linked at WEMU.org and our Facebook page, Facebook.com/WEMUFM. All right, preview for next week. What do you got working?
I'm actually writing a story about Hope Clinic because it's an amazing facility. We've been really lucky to host our community newsrooms there for the past few weeks. And the second we walked in the door, we realized that this place is really special. So we want to help spread the word about all the resources and services that they offer to residents in the community.
Great. Looking forward to chatting with you next week about that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To your wonderful guests today for bringing this information and sharing your news about 17 North with our audience. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
This is 89.1 WEMU.